J. Heinrich spends a lot of time thinking about language, specifically the way people argue. He's written a book about rhetoric, and he's always trying to teach people the best way to convince someone of something. He says his efforts with his teenage son were unsuccessful until recently.
Just before my son George turned 18, he gave me hope for the next generation by beating me in an argument over toothpaste. Most of us Americans really don't know how to argue. I mean, we're great at fighting, but fighting just means one person trying to dominate the other. Shut up. No, you shut up. Surely we can learn how to argue better than that. So, anyway, toothpaste. It was early in the morning, and I was going to brush my teeth, but somebody had squeezed the tube dry the night before. The prime suspect was waiting his turn for the bathroom. George, I yelled, who used up all the toothpaste? Then I heard a sarcastic voice on the other side of the door. That's not the point, is it, Dad? The point is, how are we going to keep this from happening again? Now, he had heard me say a million times that that's a great line to use when you're accused of something you actually did. It shifts the focus away from accusation, and it makes the other person think you're in this together, solving the toothpaste problem for all time. In other words, I was astonished to find that my son had listened to my advice. George is a good kid and everything, but he also happens to be the single most stubborn person I'd ever met. When he was 7, he insisted on wearing shorts to school every single day, year round. And we live in freezing New Hampshire. Still, I figured, why argue? They were his legs. He'd grow out of it. And he did. In 10th grade. The worst thing was, during all those years, I had been researching a book on rhetoric, The Art of Persuasion. If I couldn't even talk my own son into pants, how could I convince my fellow citizens that these skills actually work? But that morning, the morning of the toothpaste incident, I did have one rhetorical skill in reserve. Rhetoric had taught me that one of the best ways to get what you want out of an argument is to let your opponent win on points. You're right, George. You win. Now, will you please get me some toothpaste? He was so happy he had conquered his dad in an argument that he went down to our freezing basement and found me a tube. So I got my stubborn teenage son to do my bidding, happily. George, I think I won.
J. Heinrichs wrote, "Thank you for arguing what Aristotle, Lincoln, and Homer Simpson can teach us about the art of persuasion."